You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Ravens on the money line 3-1, the Cardinals 1-4, and the spread, the Ravens plus 8 is 10-11, the Cardinals minus 8, 10-11. I think we should actually start this by talking about the Baltimore Ravens and, more specifically, Gil, their schedule, which has just been absolutely brutal. I don't know who maps these out, Gil, but they've got it in for the Ravens this season.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, it's tough to, you don't want to make excuses in the NFL because the scheduling is the scheduling and it's done very democratically, if you will. But the Ravens really did get screwed this year. This is their fourth game out west already. This is the seventh game of the season. They're 1-5. But to have four games out west in your first seven, that's a real tough road to hoe. Now, they're going to try something different this week. Coach John Harbaugh made the adjustment. The first time they came out west, they stayed on the road following their season opener at Denver, and then they lost to the Raiders the following week, and they stayed out west. This time they flew back to Baltimore, and now they're flying back out to face the Arizona Cardinals after having faced the Niners last week in the Bay Area. So they're trying a little something different. We'll see if it affects them.
Yeah, I hate to say it, Gil, but it looks like their season is done, doesn't it, at 1-5. No team has made the playoffs under the current 16-game format when starting the season 1-5. They have pride to play for, but the likelihood of them advancing to the postseason done and dusted this early in the campaign.
Yeah, and it's tough because the five losses have been by a combined 22 points. So, you know, on the one hand, they're a missed field goal away from being 0-6. On the other hand, they're only 22 points away, divided by five, you know, from getting a few wins under their belt. So it is tough, and the schedule didn't help them, and they're 1-5, and you're right, historically it's never happened before. I don't expect it to with this team to make the playoffs. And now they come into Arizona in a primetime game on a Monday night. Arizona's coming off a loss, and the Cardinals have this amazing ability to get the ball downfield. First of all, we talked about Colin Kaepernick a second ago and how bad he looked last night. Well, Colin Kaepernick shredded the Ravens defense last week. I mean, really, he shredded them. Season-high 340 yards. And he completed three passes of 50 or more. And if you saw Kaepernick play last night, you're like, oh, my God, the Ravens must be horrible. Well, they are. And Arizona comes in to face them 6.7 yards per play on offense is the best in the NFL, and 8.7 yards per pass attempt, which is second best in the NFL. That's not a recipe the Ravens are looking forward to.
The Cardinals, by the way, 15-4 in Arizona under Bruce Arians. But they did lose 24-22 at home to St. Louis in week number four. They've also lost four straight against the Ravens as well since winning the first meeting between the two franchises back in 1997. Eight is a lot of points, though, Gil, isn't it? I just keep looking at this number and thinking eight's quite a lot for a primetime game.
It is. That's the one thing that concerns you, obviously. The point spread is the great equalizer. But this is the other game when I did my guessing line show. At the time, it was 7.5. And this was the other game I had a first impression of where I was like, oh, I really kind of like Arizona, even given the 7.5. And much of that is because, but you're right, it's a lot of points. But much of my thinking is because I know Arizona to have a great deep passing game. And let's back that up with the numbers here against the Ravens. Carson Palmer, the last 2 weeks, 4 of 5 for 168 yards on throws that travel at least 30 yards past the line of scrimmage. Now, he was 0 for 8 before that, but he drew two huge pass interference penalties in doing so as well. So the Cardinals, and Bruce Arians believes in this, they like to spread the field. They like to go deep, and Palmer is extremely adept at succeeding in that passing game. Counter side of that argument, Baltimore Ravens defense, they've allowed 6 of 12 completions. 50% of balls that travel at least 30 yards past the line of scrimmage complete against them. So not a good matchup on paper for the Ravens. But yes, intangible-wise, human being-wise, it's a Monday night game. You got to figure if the Ravens are going to be up for any game, it's going to be a game in front of a national audience. I just think they'll have no answer for the barrage on Arizona's offense.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.